The police broke up most of the protests almost before they started and sealed off streets around the courthouse starting late Wednesday. Nervous business owners closed their stores anytime a crowd started to gather outside. Police chased reporters away from a hotel near the courthouse. They had been seen dragging a protester inside, and plainclothes security officers swarmed over the area carrying short, heavy clubs.
We now know that 90% of the protesters in Abbasiya were beaten up and taken because there wasn't enough press there.
Protest organizer Rabab El Mahdi says the police changed their tactics after last week's very public crackdowns.
Yeah, so they did two things. They either trapped them before the meeting points, which is what happened with the group that was going to Mujamma al-Gala, because that was a meeting point that we agreed on yesterday. What happened with Sowet Tawfiqiyya is that a group got together randomly, and once they started chanting, the security group then started the beating up and the arrests.
The one protest that did not get violently dispersed consisted of most of the Muslim Brotherhood members of parliament. The officially banned but tolerated group said about 500 of its rank-and-file members were arrested during the course of the day. The Interior Ministry said it had detained 240 Brotherhood members. Two high-profile members were among the arrested, Policy Chief Essam Al-Aryan and former Brotherhood Parliamentary Leader Mohamed Morsi. The Muslim Brotherhood lawmakers wore black sashes reading, "The People's Representatives support Egyptian judges." Parliament member Mohamed Shakir Senar said they came to show support and to call for the independence of the judiciary. The judges were hauled before the disciplinary hearing and charged with bringing the judiciary into disrepute after they went public with allegations of fraud during last year's parliamentary election, which was overseen by Egypt's judges. One charge judge, Mahmoud Mekki, was cleared of any wrongdoing. The other, Hisham al-Bastawisi, was reprimanded but did not lose his job. He was not in court. He had a heart attack Wednesday morning and is still in the hospital. The judges have become a symbol for not just judicial independence, but for the Egyptian reform movement in general, according to Georgetown University professor Samir Shahata.
A judge told me about a week and a half ago that everyone who wants to say something nasty about the Mubarak regime is saying today, quote, "I am with the judges." And I think that's true. This goes far beyond Bastawisi and Mekki. I mean, they have become national heroes, that's true. But this is the latest battle between the Mubarak regime and 75 million Egyptians.
Hundreds of reform activists have been arrested during the past 3 weeks as they rallied in support of the judges. Kefaya activist Sayed Ragab said he has not been home for 9 days out of fear that the police are looking for him, but he would not stay away from the protests. He says the regime must understand that we will not be silent or afraid, no matter how many restrictions or security forces they throw at us. We will persist and persevere so we can free ourselves. In a different Cairo courthouse, the Egyptian Court of Cassation rejected an appeal by the opposition politician Ayman Nour, who placed second in last year's presidential election. He was convicted in December and sentenced to 5 years in prison on charges of forgery that he says were trumped up to discredit him. His lawyers had appealed against the verdict, saying the judge in his case was biased against him and failed to follow due process. But the appeals court refused to hear the case, confirming his 5-year sentence. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.